the Holocaust as a relevance today. And that's what must be remembered, that we obviously have to remember and to commemorate and we learn, but we look at it in terms of what it represents to the, in today's world. And it never really finishes, you know, it's got to go on from generation to generation because prejudice is still around, it's got to be challenged. It starts in the playground, and that's why we do quite a lot of work with very young children now. Because, as it's been said, if you don't start with them when they're young, you miss the boat, or shall we say, you miss the train. You got that. It's too late to start instructing people and telling them what happened when they're 15, 16. They got to learn much earlier than that. So that's the first thing. The other thing is it true we learn from history that we don't actually learn from history? History repeats itself, and no one has learned very much. And if you go into history, you'll find that there have been some 100 genocides since the end of the last war. Why? Because people simply didn't understand what had happened. They weren't interested. The survivors wanted to speak, but no one wanted to listen. For years and years, you know, I've been at it 66 years, and it's only the last 20 odd years, you know, since we really, really got to grips with it and got the subject into the schools. So that's the first thing to say. And don't forget, hatred today exists in many forms. Yeah? You know, you look around and it's everywhere, isn't it? My story is actually very easy to get hold of because it's all on the internet. There's no secret about it. You know, I've made a film that's on the internet. I've done more than one film. I've done programs with Blue Peter, with Countryfile. I've been with all kinds of people. BBC, I've done the Death March program with the BBC. All these things are on the internet. I've written a book. I've written two books. So all my stuff is available. And you know that we've got the Spielberg Foundation of Los Angeles. Or it's called the Shoah Foundation. And they have released some of the testimonies now, including mine on the internet. So things are available if people want to access it. We've talked about why it is so important. Oh, well, I'll tell you why else it is so important to do it. We have no guarantee whatsoever today that it can't happen again. And don't forget that the technology years ago was very simple. Simple technology killed a lot of people like rat poison. Today you can kill a lot of people a lot easier, isn't it? So there are warning signs always.